Hello and welcome to Grammar Lab, where we dissect the English language and help you put its pieces back together. I'm your host, Abby, ready to give you your weekly dose of grammar goodness. Today, we're going to unravel a tangled topic that can trip up even seasoned writers, dangling participles. Don't switch off now. Stay with us to learn how these sneaky grammatical goblins can undermine your writing and how to banish them for good.
Thanks, Abby. So let's start with the basics. A participle is a word formed from a verb that can be used as an adjective. The dangling participle is a common error where the participle phrase doesn't clearly refer to the noun it's supposed to modify.
Right, Jack. And when that intended noun is missing or misplaced, the sentence can become confusing or unintentionally humorous. To understand this, let's travel back in time. The term participle comes from Latin participium, meaning sharing, partaking. Participles were essential even in ancient grammar systems, modifying nouns in a variety of ways. In English, the first usage of participial phrases dates back to the Old English period, but the concept of the dangling participle became more prominent as English syntax evolved and became more complex.
And now, let's demonstrate with an example. You find a sentence like, "Walking into the room, the vase was beautiful." The issue here is that it seems like the vase is doing the walking, which, unless you're in a fantasy novel, is unlikely.
Exactly. To fix it, we should clarify who is doing the walking. So we could say, "Walking to the room, I found the vase beautiful." Now it's clear that I am the one walking into the room, not the vase.
Let's try a quiz style to hammer this home, Abby. I'll give a sentence with the word blank, and you can show our listeners how to correct it. Ready?
I'm game.
Blank, the sunset behind the mountains.
That blank wants a noun to clarify who's watching the sunset. So how about watching in awe, the sunset behind the mountains?
Well done. Before we wrap up, remember, when writing, always ask yourself, who or what is performing the action of the participle? Ensure the noun is present and correctly placed to avoid leaving your participle hanging.
Absolutely. We hope this episode has given you the tools to spot those dangling participles and to fix them with finesse. If you have questions that you'd like for us to answer on future episodes, please get in touch at grammarlab@pagepods.com. Our email address is also in the show notes. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving a review so that others can learn more about us. To stay up to date on the latest episodes and for show transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter at the link in the show notes or email us.
Thank you for tuning in to Grammar Lab. Always remember, good grammar is the difference between knowing your stuff and knowing your stuff.
Until next time, keep your participles in place and your syntax sharp. Goodbye.
Goodbye.